My Life Today, December 17. Eat of the Tree of Life. Heaven is a real and wonderful place. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the Tree of Life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Out of the throne came a pure river of water, and on either side of the river was the Tree of Life. The fruit was glorious. It looked like gold mixed with silver. The fruit of the Tree of Life in the Garden of Eden possessed supernatural virtue. To eat of it was to live forever. Its fruit was the antidote of death. Its leaves were for the sustaining of life and immortality. After the entrance of sin, the heavenly husbandmen transplanted the Tree of Life to the paradise above. The redeemed saints, who have loved God and kept His commandments here, will enter in through the gates of the city and have right to the Tree of Life. They will eat freely of it as our first parents did before their fall. The leaves of that immortal widespread tree will be for the healing of the nations. All their woes will then be gone. Sickness, sorrow, and death they will never again feel, for the leaves of the Tree of Life have healed them. Jesus will then see of the travail of his soul and be satisfied, when the redeemed, who have been subject to sorrow, toil, and afflictions, who have groaned beneath the curse, are gathered up around that Tree of Life to eat of its immortal fruit that our first parents forfeited all right to by breaking God's commandments. There will be no danger of their ever losing right to the Tree of Life again, for he that tempted our first parents to sin will be destroyed by the second death. Upon the Tree of Life was most beautiful fruit, of which the saints could partake freely. The most exalted language fails to describe the glory of heaven or the matchless depths of a Savior's love.